But first, let's head to one of our beloved cultural institutions. Not far from our studios, they're getting ready for a big summer, in part because of a big influx of cash. The Michigan Science Center will continue to inspire the next generation of young science lovers with a new grant from NASA. This prestigious grant will give access to a wide range of STEM education at science, technology, engineering, and math. Culture Shift's Tia Graham caught this one and said, hey, we got to talk about that. Tia Graham in studio with me. How you doing, Tia?
Hello, Ryan. So as soon as I saw this come down my feed, I said, well, this is something we have to talk about. Through this particular project and grant, Michigan Science Center wants to get out in the community and use spaces to host learning experiences and allow kids and families to explore the wonders of the universe where they are, right in the backyard of Detroit. Christian Greer is the executive director of the Michigan Science Center. Thank you for joining Culture Shift.
Culture Shift. This is one of my favorite programs, and good to see you, Tia, and or to hear you, I guess. And Brian.
Thanks for being here, like I said. And, you know, we get jumping into things. This particular grant, this NASA grant, such a prestigious honor that you all have received at the Michigan Science Center. How important is it to be acknowledged right now by NASA?
It's an incredible honor, and to be acknowledged by NASA is like at this top shelf, you know. There's so many organizations that want to be in this club of getting one of these grants. There were $3.8 million given out to 21 museums, and to be one of those at a national level, to be leading a new project is really exciting for us. It was a project that we developed in partnership with the American Museum of Natural History in New York, working with the Rose Center, and the Hayden Planetarium. You probably know that planetarium because that's Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson's planetarium. Yes. In New York. And the program that we proposed was called Urban Skies Equitable Universe, using open space to empower youth to explore their solar system and beyond. And so open space is an open source planetarium software. And we're working with kids from our university prep system, charter school. We have one connected to our school, a middle school, and middle school students are going to be developing their own planetarium show. And our hope, fingers crossed, is that they'll be able to develop one for the public that you may be able to even come and see. So that would be exciting.
That is absolutely amazing to hear that you have this, the Urban Skies project that's happening. It's going to be funded by the NASA grant that you all received. Talk about, or if you can, explain a little bit the grant itself and some of the uses that we're going to see throughout the Science Center.
Well, one thing that's really nice, and Ryan mentioned this, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so this kind of funding for federal support is really important to us. But what makes it special is a lot of funders, either corporate grants and even some foundations, are not doing as many multi-year grants. And it just helps when you have a multi-year grant, especially on an experimental project where you're trying new things. It may take a couple of cycles, a couple of school years to get teachers trained, students excited and engaged. And so we're receiving $797,000 that will be split over 3 years and also shared with the Michigan Science Center and the American Museum of Natural History, AMNH New York. So that's going to be really exciting. And we're also interesting to broaden student participation in STEM and STEAM and bring the excitement of space science to our communities. There's been so much interest in space lately, from the SpaceX Super Heavy launch that you saw that was auto-detonated in flight, to the Artemis mission, which I got a chance to see Artemis one in Titusville, Florida. It was a night launch, and that thing lit up the sky. At the time, it was the most powerful rocket, more powerful than a Saturn V. It was incredible. It was loud. It was cool. These kids are interested in this stuff, and they're doing so many things with technology and simulations. They're ready to go to space now. They don't want to wait this generation. So we're hoping to give them that opportunity to do it.
It's so interesting that you said that, because one of my larger questions was, how is the Michigan Science Center keeping up with these kids right now, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, who are just literally eating up technology as fast as it's coming out? I mean, they know everything as soon as it hits the shelves. So how is the Science Center keeping up with them?
They do know everything. And I think as much as my generation, Gen X and others, are afraid of AI, we're going to need AI just to keep up with these kids. So I think I'm buying into AI a little more as day by day goes on, you know, because they are connected. They are activated. They can communicate with each other. They're social, they're digital. And they, you know, we see an iPad still as a computer. You know, they see this as something that they wear. You know, it's a totally different mindset when it comes to technology. And so we need to get into it. All of us do. And finding new ways to communicate through this technology is going to be an important way. And I feel like when you speak with the technology, with the music infused, the art, the science all together, kids, they buy into that. These young people, they want to see it. You know, disciplinary thinking is going to be not the future. Let's put it that way. The way of the future is transdisciplinary, multidisciplinary ways in which we look at all these things like science, technology, engineering, math, art, design, music, you know, all these things these kids want to see and do. And so we want to put them in our programs and let them create a show around it. They can create the music. They can do some lo-fi hip-hop if they want to the music as we fly through the universe. It's totally up to them.
So I'm thinking right now, as you say, you know, we're talking about technology and advancements of technology and young people. Do you think because of the way that technology is advancing so much that we're seeing an increase in interest in more science, technology, engineering, arts, and math type of careers?
Well, the interest is definitely there, and it's hard to escape it. You know, like what career is not touched by STEM at some point, right? And so I think whether it comes to communicating, you know, using video conferencing tools with people working remotely to, you know, navigating to work using your smartphone. So we had someone just recently that left their smartphone at home, and they had trouble getting to a meeting with us today. Because they couldn't figure out where to go. And I'm thinking, it's just the science center in Midtown. But we have become so attached to this technology. It's a part of us. And I think the way to learn it more is just to embrace it, not to critique it, just try it. If your kids are playing Roblox, ask them if you can build an avatar and play. If people are using virtual reality, put the headset on, try it out, see what it's about. And get involved in it, because it's going to be part of our daily lives soon. If it even looks like something that's new and out of a science fiction movie, before you know it, it'll be on the shelf, ready to buy.
Thinking about the Michigan Science Center as a whole and some of the programs that you all offer throughout the year, of course, but it's summertime and the kids are out of school officially. I know a lot of the DPS CD schools ended, early last week, which is kind of late, honestly. But what are some of the things that you all are offering this summer at the Michigan Science Center?
Well, our most popular exhibit called Level Up. Level Up is all about the science of gaming. And on our fourth floor, which was actually the original science hall, the science center was built in the late 70s. We have about 9,000 square feet. It's a part of the science center people don't know about. They may know about our Omnimax Theater. They may know about our planetarium. They may know about the science stage. But they may not be familiar with our fourth floor. So we have a huge space up there. And in that space, we've had an exhibit called Level Up, which is all about games. We have console video games. We have arcade games, virtual reality headsets that you can use. We have an Ames room, which was actually created in 1946. It's that trapezoidal spaced room in which you go from one end to the other and you grow big or grow small because of it's an optical illusion. That's one of our most popular areas. We even have created, through our partnership with LEGO, so we're one of only 15 organizations nationally that are part of the LEGO Museum Learning Network for Playful Learning. And we created using Spheros. These are robots that look like, you know, the BB-8 robot from Star Wars.
Yeah.
They have these little robots that you can buy, and we have them in the exhibit. And we've created, using our LEGO bricks, an obstacle course for them. So you program the robot, you drive it through the obstacle course. We play games. That's a lot of fun. We have all kinds of stuff, console games like Xbox and PlayStation. We also have a technology called LumoPlay. And LumoPlay is basically where you use your body as a controller. So you think about all the sensing systems that are designed by the geniuses here in the state of Michigan that create all these sensors that tell you that there's a car next to you on the road. Well, you can use those same optical sensors to be able to determine the position of someone's human body and their body parts. So if they move to the left or shake their hand this way, it can control the part of a game. Kids love it. They don't ask questions. They just jump into the space and start doing it. It's a lot of fun. So that's a big thing for us this summer. We, of course, have summer camp going on. Our summer camps will go to August 18th. They're not completely filled yet. So we have some coming up that are still available. So if you have some kids that want to get involved in summer camp at the Science Center, they can. And last but not least, you know, we've got the quite a few films, National Parks Adventures. So if you're curious about going to some national parks and never been, why don't you try it in the air-conditioned comfort of our of our OmniMax Theater. Dream Big, which is an engineering film, which is a lot of fun about building bridges and how engineers basically rule the world for all the things that they use science to apply science to our needs. We have a Lunar Journey, Full Dome Planetariums show. One World, One Sky, which is Big Bird and Sesame Street, Turtle Odyssey in our Toyota 4D theater. But the big thing that's coming up, the big thing, is on the 21st of July, we have a Christopher Nolan film coming, and it's called Oppenheimer. If you haven't seen the trailer for this film, please go online, check it out. You can go to our website, my-sci.org. But this film is going to be amazing. It's all about J. Robert Oppenheimer, who was the father of the atomic bomb. And all the science that he used, the politics that was involved, the experimentation. If you're a science geek, this film is for you for sure. It's a very inspiring film and one that teaches us about how science can be used for good and bad. And so the ethics of creating some of the things we do and how we as a society can be better at that.
Christian, I think you're underselling the IMAX dome. That you've got at the Science Center, because last time Christopher Nolan had a big picture come out, Tenet, you screened it. And one of the main reasons is because he's one of the few directors that films in IMAX. So it's really designed to be played in places like this. Talk to me a little bit more about this IMAX dome, which I think a lot of Detroiters might remember or vaguely know, but I know getting this thing back online was a big deal for you guys. So take us inside of that theater.
Well, it really was. When I started in 2019, I was so excited about the fact that we had an IMAX theater, but it wasn't currently operating. And so we had to get it started back up. It was installed in 1979, maybe. It's one of two or three 1570 dome projectors in the country that are left. And although we would love to upgrade to digital to show some first run films, thank goodness for Christopher Nolan, because he appreciates 1570 film and the quality of that, and filmed obviously the Oppenheimer in that format. And so we get a chance to show it. So real enthusiasts should definitely see it the way the director wanted you to see it. And but we did have some troubles in 2021, June 26th, as a matter of fact, which would have been
yesterday,
you know, 2 years ago. Yesterday, we had all of those rainstorms in Detroit, and so we had a sewer backup inside of our organization. And so the craziest part about it was the IMAX theater is in the basement, so that's where all the water goes. It seeks its lowest level, so it was a disaster. But we got it back online. As a matter of fact, Signal Restoration was the company that called us back and came out and helped us fix our building and get it going. But this IMAX theater just doesn't want to die. It's going. And so hopefully we'll get Christopher Nolan to make some more films. I would love to have him come out here one time, meet some Detroiters and people in Michigan to give a, but I know he's going to be very busy. But this film is going to be interesting. And I think it talks about a subject from the perspective of kind of some what ifs, you know. Yeah. What if we harness the power of the atom? What would we do with it? How would we use it? And some companies that fund us, like DTE, they operate reactors, for example. And I'm hoping to get a behind-the-scenes tour of one of these nuclear reactors so we can learn more about it. But I'm not going to get too close. I just want to kind of peek inside the control room and then walk away. But I think it would be awesome, Orion, for people to come see this film in our IMAX theater. It's vintage. It's cool. It's different. And it's part of your science center, so come check us out.
You know, Christian, when is this going to be airing again? When can we see it?
Yeah, this film is going to be starting on July 21st, and it's going to be a really exciting thing for us to see because it's a kind of the national premiere of the film. And we hope that people will enjoy it and like it. So it will happen in the evening, I think, or late afternoon, evening, when our shows are going to start for this. And we did show Tenet in the past, and so that was an interesting experience. I'm used to seeing, you know, films with fun music and, you know, rolling over the Serengeti Plain or something like that. And so showing a film like this is going to be really interesting to see in this format because it just surrounds you. You know, the IMAX model was always, we take you there, and I think you will be there in this film for sure.
Love that. Christian Greer is the executive director of the Michigan Science Center. We started the conversation talking about the recent grant you all received from NASA to help advance the STEM technology and STEM education that's happening at the Michigan Science Center throughout the city of Detroit and beyond. If you can, just go into it one more time, a little bit about some of the things that this NASA grant's going to do for you all at the Michigan Science Center and the importance of spreading the awareness and knowledge of STEM.
Yes, we want to spread that knowledge, and being on WDET is a great way to do it with Ryan and Culture Shift and UTIA. We can't say enough about elevating 501c3 nonprofit organizations. Many of my colleagues in cultural organizations, you know, some of us are struggling to try to get the funds that we need to be able to create these wonderful experiences for people. But this is what culture is all about. And you make it every day. When you see the things that have happened through history and the things we're doing this summer from our NASA grant that's going to be starting up this fall, Urban Skies, Equitable Universe with teens, to our shows like Oppenheimer, our Level Up exhibit, even Big Bird and Lego. We have all the cool things so that you can help create culture with the experiences that you have in these organizations. It's how culture is created every day by you right now. And these young people are creating it faster than anyone. So being connected to them is going to be important. We want to be situated in that way. And as we say at the Michigan Science Center, that's mi-sci.org. We put you at the center of science. So thank you for having me on your show.
You have Ryan and us putting our hands in the air. We're in church right now. You took us to church, Christian. Thank you so much for joining Culture Shift this afternoon. This is Christian Greer, the executive director of the Michigan Science Center. Check it out, whether you're going with your family, you're adult, you're going alone, you're a kid, you're going. Probably not alone with your family, of course, but check out the Michigan Science Center. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you.